never had an entrance make me feel like a magician before. I am very excited to be here in London. This is exciting for me. I was kind of embarrassed about what was happening back home in America. And then I saw what was happening here and I was like, hey, you guys are falling apart too. I truly feel bad for Hillary Clinton because no one likes her. Like, I voted for her, but I don't like her. Like, if she came up to talk to me at a party, I'd be like, I'm sorry, I have to go to the bathroom. And then if she tried to talk to me in the bathroom, I'd be like, I'm sorry, I have to use the men's room. I just made a life choice. But you shouldn't like Hillary. She's a bitch. You have to be a bitch to be that powerful. We're never going to have a nice lady run for president. You guys had Margaret Thatcher. You didn't call her the nice lady. You called her the iron lady. I don't think that's a word you use to describe someone that's fun to hang out with. We're never going to have a nice lady. We're never going to have a woman that's like, I'd like to be president. I was a sociology major. And I was in a sorority. And I love brunch. You can check out my policies on my Pinterest page. People say you can't make fun of what she wears because she's a woman. I think you can because it's fun to do. Why are her jackets so big? If any male candidate dressed like her, we'd be like, why are you dressing like Kim Jong-un? Be a shape. Why are your jackets so big? What are you hiding under there? Is that where all of your emails are? But that's the thing, we're supposed to care so much about our bodies as women, you know? And there's even campaigns that we should love our bodies and be confident in our bodies. Or we could just stop caring about it. Because you know who doesn't care about their bodies? Men. You know what men are? Successful. Men are presidents, men are CEOs. You've never heard a CEO go, I want to get profits up and keep costs down and love me for me. 3 p.m. we're going to have a meeting about how I can accept the fact that I have my mother's thighs. You know who should care about their bodies? Men. You have weird bodies, men. You're gross. Your balls are gross. I've never seen a guy be like, oh, I can't wait to get his pants off and see that weird bag of stuff between his legs. What is it? It's like when you go to a haunted house and you stick your hand in a jar, you're like, please be grapes. Balls seem like a real god whoopsie. It's like when you're putting together furniture and you got a couple leftover screws and you're like, well, those were supposed to go somewhere. From a satchel. Even the name sounds like a mistake. What are you gonna call it? Scrotum. Okay. This is how you knew God didn't care about balls at all. Everything else important, he covered in bone. Balls, he was like, let them fly. You are so lucky we get our faces near them. If a woman puts your balls in her mouth, you should pay her a lot of money. Way and like I don't know how else to say thank you. This is a very nice thing you just did to me. And you didn't get any pleasure out of it. There's not a single woman that's like, that's what does it for me. You were more of a saint than Mother Teresa for that. There's no way she ever did it. I get one wrinkle, my career is over. I put paint on my face just to leave my home. And you guys get to walk around those wrinkly, dangly bags of crap. You should have to put makeup on them. At the very least, googly eyes. That would be better or worse, it would be fun. He's happy, he's sad. He lost his boner. And I don't know how we ever let you guys get away with calling our boobs saggy. Your balls are saggy. You should wear a bra. All those women clapping, they meant yours. I don't know, I think women, we have weird priorities. priorities, you know, like we care so much about our wedding. We'll even say things, I want to be a princess on my wedding day. I'm going to be a princess. I'm a grown adult woman who would like to be a princess. I was like, all right, you want to be a princess? Then I'm going to make you marry a man you've never met in order to secure a French alliance. Guess what, princess? He's not going to love you.
Your parents wish you were a boy.
Happy wedding day, princess. And we'll say things like, it's my day. It's my special day. Well, I don't really think you call it your day if your dad's paying for it. I think it's his day, and I think it's a really weird day for him. I think he's paying a ton of money to make sure a man has sex with you that night. I think he's literally walking you down the aisle going, here, you fucker. You don't even sell it very well, you know? I hear a lot of married couples complain. I think I hear more men complain about it than women, but men, you've got weird complaints about marriage. You'll say things like, she won't let me keep my shirts. And it's like, well, just hold them up here. You're taller than her. And if you're not taller than her, you're not complaining about anything. You're just happy to be there. We should date shorter guys more often. They're really nice. The only problem is a lot of times when you go for walks, you're going to have to be like, all right, speed it up, little buddy. I'm those little guys. I'll tell you a tiny secret. The real reason I want Hillary Clinton to be president is because I want Bill Clinton to be the first gentleman. Mostly because the spouse of the president is the one who sometimes gives tours of the White House. And I'd love to see Bill be like, these are our drapes.
As you can see, they're navy. But if you shine a black light on them, boy, do they glow.
Oh, man. If these walls could talk, that means that I have mouths and I put my penis in them. Every time he bit his lip from behind a podium, I thought he was trying to get rid of a boner. And I'm like, Hillary, Hillary, Hillary. Thanks a lot, guys. I'm Michelle Wolf.
A test. This is rock and roll.
Let's
get ready to rumble.
This is Bud Hall from the Mighty Mighty Grouse Brothers, and you're listening to the Liam Burke Podcast.
Yeah. That was Docking and Breaking the Chains. Why have I got no sound in my ear? There we go. Anyway, you think after a week's break that I would be back and I would know what's going on, but of course I don't. Now, just looking at Docking and the frontman, Donald Maynard, looks very, very simple. Very, very simple. Very, very similar to, what's his name? Oh, fucking Joey Tempest from Europe. From back in the 80s. So that's we're just playing that and I seen it. Why am I just getting... yeah, there you go. I think I'm a little bit better there. Now, voice is back to normal as such, but you know that the working ethic has not been back. Anyway, it is the beginning of the year, so it's the third weekend in January already. We're near as far away from Christmas as we had to go again. Like, wow, it's just nuts that it's gone so quickly and gratefully as well. And you can see the little improvement in the evening and the mornings. And I hope it is the same wherever you are as well. Well, except when you're in Australia, where it's going to be very, very good weather over there at the minute, which is phenomenal. Now, you, of course, listening to me, Liam Burke, on the Liam Burke Show, and I've got, who would have got? Oh, Michelle Wolf kicked off with wants men to accept their weird bodies. She's brilliant. I always liked Michelle Wolf, and I always liked these as well. This is Dee Matrona doing Crossroads in Warsaw in May last year. Have a listen. There you go. That was Debutrona doing Crossroads in May last year in Warsaw. I am looking forward to seeing them. They, I think, are playing at the Rory Gallagher Festival in Ballyshannon this year, and I'm looking forward to seeing them. I can't wait. Really can't wait. Now, a man we lost a couple of weeks back now is Mr. Jeff Beck. And here is Jeff Beck with Rod Stewart and People Get Ready.
People
There you go, Jeff Beck and Rod Stewart, and people, get ready. Now, speaking of Jeff Beck, passed away a year ago on the 25th of January. We lost a young lady who I'd fortunate enough to talk to over the years on the phone and have a chat with and have a good old buzz with, because she was a great old character. And she was a sister of Evie's, and her name was Judy. So I was trying to think, what way can I, you know, remember her on the show? Because she was on the show with me several times through the phone, but I never got a chance to meet her in person. But for what I did know about her was, she was very down to earth and very easygoing. She was a wild character in her time, which I would imagine anyone that was around her was probably scared as hell of her, because she was just a real fun person and she really went out on a limb the whole time. So I've decided, if you will indulge me here, and Evie, I hope I got these kind of somewhat right, I've picked three songs, excuse me, I've picked three songs that I want to play one after another now for Judy on her first year's anniversary of her passing. And I know one day we will get to meet this lady, and I know she'll be laughing and she'll say, no, you got them songs wrong. You should have picked this song, that song, the other. So I'm hoping that these songs will give you a little bit of insight into the lady that was Judy Welby's, and passing on my best wishes to her husband, Donald. They were over in Springfield, Tennessee, and I really kind of, I was shocked when I found out about it last year when Evie told me, and that I never got a chance to meet her. But I know deep down she'll be always with me. And just the Christmas gone, I done, as you know, I do a lot of Santies, and there's a blanket that I take with me everywhere when I'm doing Christmas. It's a Santa Claus blanket, and Judy and Donald had sent that to me many, many moons ago. I think it was, if I'm not mistaken, it could have been about 7 or 8 years ago. And she sent it to me along with loads of other wonderful presents she sent me. She sent me stuff that she made, and she sent me stuff that she gave me, a chocolate hit one time with peanut butter as well. So I'm holding on to that, and I know that she's with me the whole time, and I want to play these three songs for her on the first anniversary of her passing. And I do hope that you'll get a sense of the woman from these three songs. So here is my three songs I'm going to play to Judy on her first year's anniversary.
Once a beautiful Miss America married Mr. Wright, had a little baby girl born on a stormy night. But that was once upon a time, now it's a brand new world. Give me the future, give me the future, give me the future with a modern girl. Give me the future, give me the future, give me the future with a modern.
On the border, a flame in the sky. Girl, that's where you're gonna find.
Mr. Right. That was once upon a time, now it's a brand new world.
Give me the future,
give me the future, give me the future with a modern girl.
From Star Trek, James Doohan.
I'm Magic Johnson, yeah, the ex-basketball player. Yeah, that's me.
This is Geraldo Rivera.
Hello, I'm Samuel L. Jackson. I love
you.
You're damn right.
It's getting to the point where I'm no fun.
I am sorry.
Sometimes it hurts so badly I must cry out loud.
I am lonely.
I am yours, you are mine, you are what you are. You make it hard. Remember what we've said and done and felt about each other.
Babe, have mercy.
Don't let the past remind us of what we are not now.
I am not grieving.
I am yours, you are mine, you are what you are. You make it hard.
Tearing yourself away from me now, you are free, and I am crying. This does not mean I don't love you, I do, that's forever, yes, and for always.
I am yours, you are mine, you are what you are. You make it hard. Something inside is telling me that I've got your secret.
Are you still listening?
Here is the lock and left of the key to your heart.
And I love you.
I am yours, you are mine, you are what you are. You make it hard, and you make it hard, and you make it hard, and you make it hard. Sunday in the afternoon,
Tuesday morning. Please be gone, I'm tired of you. What have you got to lose?
Can I tell it like it is? Listen to me, baby. It's my heart.
A Merry Christmas, and hopefully everyone will have a fantastic New Year.
Yeah, darling, go make it happen. dancing with the wind. And the feeling that I'm under. Yeah, I gotta go make it happen. Take the world in a loving embrace. Buy all of the bands and buttons and explode into space. Like a true nature's child. We were born, born to be wild. We can climb so high. I never wanna die. Born to be wild. Born to be
Yeah, there you go. That was my little tribute to a young lady that left far too soon. So hopefully on the 25th of January, you'll join me in raising a glass to Judy Welbis that passed away a year ago. It'd be our year's anniversary. And there are a couple of tracks I wanted to play you and give you a little bit of taste of what Judy was like, because I got talking to her so many times on the phone and I really enjoyed it. I always came away with a big smile on my face. Meatloaf's Modern Girl, Crosby, Stills and Nash, Sweet Judy Blue Eyes and Stephen Wolf's Born to be Wild, because she was a motorbiker in her younger years and I know she was a bit mad. Well, no, in fact, I know she was very mad. Talking to her over the years, I got that from her and she just a wonderful person. So I want you to join me maybe on the 25th of January and raise a glass to Judy Welbis. Anyway, time for more comedy, and this time around I have James Acaster's Jury Duty Disaster.
Yeah. Tonight, I want to tell you about a friend of mine. He works in a casino, and one day, he... Is dice plural and die singular? Or is die plural? And anyway, he killed two people by mistake. Say he's my friend. He's not really my friend. I'm on the jury. I shouldn't say friend, should I? I shouldn't say friend. I mean, very clear, he's not your friend, mate. I see him every day, he seems like a nice guy. There's someone else called James on the jury. Got confusing. How we got round it, right? Everyone would call him James One and me Wolf. I've got to choose my own name. Me and James One hit the town, cutting it up. I was making an effort once, dressed to impress, had my best tie on. Paisley makes the girls go crazily. Chatting to a lady at one point. She was lovely. Lovely, lovely lady. She's a masseuse. Big respect. I tried to give massage to partners in the past. Not easy, is it? Not sexy massage, drag your minds out the gutter. Just normal massage. Just normal, just normal massage you do in a relationship. You know, just normal. Normal stuff. Normal. Normally what? You're normally in bed, ain't you, normally, for a massage with your partner? Normally in bed. End of the day, fair to say? End of the day bed? Don't do a massage in the morning, it's far too decadent. Save it to the end. Lights out, aren't they? Lying down. Completely dark, ain't it? Just lying there. And only one of you knows that a massage is about to take place. If you're not in on it, you're sitting there, you've got your eyes closed, and you're thinking to yourself, I'm going to go to sleep now. I'm going to go to sleep. You're lying there, feeling safe. Just me and the person I trust most in the world. Last thing I'm expecting at this point is an ambush. And then the partner turned to you in the dark, like a coward. Spineless. And they'll say, I've got a genuine muscular complaint that I really should get seen to by a trained professional. However, how would you like to improvise a massage on me with your zero expertise? Would I ever? Let's get this light back on. Then the masseuse will assume the position. Which, if you've ever received a massage from a partner before, you know the position in question is sitting on them. Again, I don't know if you've ever paid for a professional massage. This move rarely crops up. Part themselves on your lower back, it's too familiar. Get your partner to do it, get what you pay for, you cheapskate. They're sitting on you. Just sitting on you. Just sitting on you. You know, like a bully does. Just sitting on you like a bully. And then they start guessing. Just having a flying guess all over your back. Doing moves they've half remembered from films they've seen. And can't see what I'm doing at the back there. I'm just using the heels of my hands. Then you want to put them either side of the spine. And then you want to put your full weight on that in the hope that that's okay. Wing that. Chance it. It's not your back. Then just move them out in a pattern that, from where you are, looks nice. It's pleasing to your eye, if not to their actual back. Nice and symmetrical all the way up. Bit of shoulder work, obviously. You're not stingy, are you? Not stingy. Doing some shoulder work while you're there. What you're doing there, just gathering all the skin and muscle. A nice chunky pinch. Then just let it go and do it again. Just let it go. Just move it somewhere else, put it back where it was. That's that move. Like an arcade claw that never wins anything, never gets any toys. No toys. No toys. Hardest part of jury duty. I'll tell you what it is. The debates. We had to go off, just the jury in a little room, and debate the case every day. Everyone else's opinions, except for me, I felt stupid. In the end, I just played devil's advocate. That's what you do if you don't have an opinion, it's clever. As devil's advocate, you don't need an opinion. You just say the opposite to what everyone else is saying. It's not on you, because it's not you. It's the devil. Who, let's not forget, is a certified rotter. I was playing devil's advocate from the get-go. Day one, first debate we ever had. Everyone else on the jury, they were saying how the murder was really bad. Prime opportunity for a little DA. I piped up. It's like, hey guys, to be fair, we're going to die one day anyway. These people just died a little earlier than they would have in the first place. Cut this guy some slack, let him walk. Went back to the hotel, I rang my mum up. It's like, hey mum, I played devil's advocate in court today. You'd have been proud of me. I look real clever. She said, did you lead up to it by saying, just playing devil's advocate? I went, should I have? She went, undoubtedly. Otherwise, it just sounds like your own horrific opinion. Day two involved a lot of backpedaling. Had a similar problem with no pun intended. A couple days later, we're having a debate. I piped up, I was like, hey guys, no pun intended, but do you think it's possible that the gardener planted evidence? So what? So what? Back to my hotel, I rang my mum up. I was like, hey mum, I said no pun intended in court today, you'd have been proud of me. I look real clever. She said, did you say no pun intended at the end of the sentence? I went, I said it at the top. She went, right. That does sound like you knew fully well you were heading into a pun. And did very little to change course. Therefore, the pun was fully intended, James. What I learned from those two experiences is if you make a pun in polite conversation, people will hate you more than that time you openly defended murder. You'd be a joy to speak to. Thanks for listening to me. Bye.
This is Gene Simmons of KISS.
Hey, this is Goldust. Goldust.
Hello, this is Crispin Glover.
All right, my name is Ted Nugent.
I am Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah, this is ODB Dirk McGirt.
What's happening? Straight out of Detroit Rock City. This is Kid Rock, and you are listening.
The Liam Burke Show.
Come again.
Damn Yankees. I know I'm not giving out about the Americans. That is the Damn Yankees. And come again on the Liam Burke Show. With me, of course, Liam Burke. And I do thank you for being back to me. And bearing with me from not being here last week. I ended up out the door going to collect the car with a friend of mine. And didn't make it back in time to get it done. So I kind of just gave it a miss. And I do apologise for that because I know people are enjoying the show, and as Des Murphy said one time, it's a bit like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. Or a mixtape, is what he said. You never know what you're going to get until you see the playlist and listen to the Liam Burke Show. Anyway, let's keep moving with these music, and here is Ozzy Osbourne with Patient Number 9.
Is there a way out?
Thank you.
Yeah, Mr. Ozzy Osbourne and Patient Number 9. Now, it's coming toward the end of the show for this weekend. I still have a couple more tracks still to go. Don't just press the stop button yet. Here is one of them tracks, and it's America with Ventura Highway.
Chewing on a piece of grass, walking down the road. Tell me, how long you gonna stay here, Joe? Some people say, this town don't look good in snow. You don't care, I know. Ventura Highway.
There you go, America and Ventura Highway on the Liam Burke Show. And they say music can take you to certain places, and I've never been to Ventura Highway, but it's taken me there. And I always remember that song growing up, and I remember with Vincent Hanley way, way back in the 80s when we used to have MTUSA, and it was brilliant listening to it and watching the music, and thought one day I got to go to there. But so far, still haven't. Plenty of time yet. Let's check it out. Now, time for me to get out of here. Just one more song to play. And this song I want to play for you is from a band that was supposed to play last year in Ireland in March, I think it was. But it was because of COVID, was still wasn't unsure and everything was happening. They decided to move it on until this March. So this coming March, we're going to get to see these boys play again. And I'm looking forward to it. It'll be fantastic. It is, of course, Blackberry Smoke. And this song is Medicate My Mind. So till next week, Liam Burke signing off the Liam Burke Show. Take it easy, mind each other, and I'll see you all very soon. Take care. Here is Blackberry Smoke.
to keep them rolling.